The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The blessing of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Whoever send peace and blessings upon me on Friday I will intercede him on the day of judgment Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Alhamdulillah azza wa jal Another beautiful day and another amazing topic is about health or wealth Very simple thing You need health or you need wealth? So the question is, inshallah, we will discuss this thing with our panel today with Munif Shah Sahab, Harun Bhai, and mashallah, Hafiz Adil with us. We'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا الصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم
मेरा कुछ न बना नया गिर गया वो बुलाते रहे सबकी जाते रहे एक मेरे सिवा में गिर गया
पकड़ कर वो सुन गरी जो
topic. So inshallah we'll remove the confusion today, inshallah. Okay, health or wealth? Wealth or health?
Sir, this is such a topic in which we can relate to the modern society, that many individuals, you'll find some that will just run after health, and then you'll find some that will just run after wealth. And you might find some that will look after their health and after their wealth as well.
Mashallah.
So which one are we? This is what we need to determine first and foremost. And if we need to change it, if you just run after wealth, then you need, at this modern time, you need wealth as well. And if you just run after wealth, then you definitely need health. So what we need to do, so what happens currently is that those individuals that just run after wealth, say so, when you ask them this question, why do you just work so many hours? And the reply is given is for my family. It's for my family. But when you ask the same family that, does your father give you time, or does this person give you time? They go, no. So this comparison that this person is trying to make, that I'm working for my family, but the same family wants to make you give time to them. So because of a person just running after wealth, not is he only damaging his health, he's damaging his relations with his family members, be it the household, be it their children as well. Because my father doesn't give me time. Why? Because he's running after wealth. So these things, just running after wealth, this can cause many damages. Health is just one of them. And because we are talking about health, there's a narration of the Prophet Ali, salatu wasalam, they have mentioned, la ba'sa bil ghina, that there is no harm in being wealthy. There's no harm. For who? Limanittaqa. for the one who is mindful of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then he carries on to say, وَالصِّحَّةُ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى خَيْرٌ مِّنْ غِنَى. He says that yet good health for the one who is mindful is better than wealth. And later in the hadith they mention, وَالصِّيبُ النَّفْسِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ. And for the cheerfulness is amongst the blessings. So in this hadith of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, they have clearly mentioned that good health for the one who is mindful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, was taqwa to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, for him, that is better than wealth. So the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam saying that the health is better than wealth. Let's not mix it up by saying, with wealth comes health. No, with health comes wealth. This is what we need to embed in our mind, that we need to look out for our health, and by that, inshallah, all the wealth, whatever you need to do, your targets that you've set. And this is, for example, if your health is good, let's say New Year has started, and generally at the start of New Year, there's something called New Year resolutions that people make. That this year, especially say that in January, the 1st, and when this, or the New Year just before it starts, one common resolution that's made is that I'm going to start the gym and I become healthy this year. So this New Year resolution, for example, half a month it lasts, but after that it finishes. So once you make intention, but if say something, you know, generally if a person wants to feel confident in his health, there's a lot of things he can carry out, but because of a person's bad health, he cannot carry out various actions. For example, in the whole year you made a plan that this I'm going to get done this year. But if you do not look after your health, all of that's going to go down the drain. You won't be able to do them. But if you look after your health, you are well, you look after your health, you do what you need to do, and then all these plans, for example, you need to open a business, you need to invest in certain opportunities, that will only come if you are healthy enough to do so. If you're healthy enough to go out the house, go for all these opportunities that you have. But if you're not even well enough to leave the house, all of these intentions you've made to become or to increase your money, etc., that's not going to happen. So therefore, this is why it's mentioned that health first, then wealth. With health comes wealth.
Even if you are wealthy, you can't enjoy wealth if you are not a good health. If you are not in a good health, how can you enjoy your wealth? Doctor bolega sirf doodh peena aur bread khani hai. Ab chicken khane ka bhi dil hai. Your wealth to allow kar rahi hai, but your health is not allowing you to have a chicken. Ab kya hoga? To hua yehi ki bahut sare logon ne apni zindagi pehle kya kiya? To earn wealth, apni unhone health damage ki, apni health ko zaya kiya. To earn wealth, fir aakhir mein kya hua? Aakhir mein ye hua ki apni wealth zaya ki apni health ko wapis gain karne ke liye. To pehle hi Islam hamesha jo hai na itadal ka rasta batata hai, darmiyani rasta batata hai ki jisme damage na ho. Steadfastness, istiqamat ke saath, wo amal pasand hai jo continue kiya jaye. Ab ek dafa aapne jump lagayi hai aur dusri dafa mein kandhe thas ho gaye to phir to fayda kuch nahi hua na. To isliye apni health ko gaur karna chahiye ki meri health kis hisab se chal rahi hai, warna itni mehnat kare. You want to realize what is life, then go to hospital, then you will realize how, kya kehte hai, ye jo zindagi jo mili hui hai na, health is a precious gift from Allah. ورنہ لوگ ڈسیبل پیدا ہوتے ہیں, لوگ ایسی ایسی بیماریاں ہیں, ہزاروں نسیں انسانی جسم کے اندر, ایک ایک نس جو ہے اگر وہ صرف ٹرپ ہو جائے نا, دب جائے, پورا جسم ناکارا ہو جاتا ہے. سسٹم چل رہا ہے, اور اس سسٹم کو چلانے کے لیے ہمیں اپنے کھانے پہ, اپنے اٹھنے بیٹھنے پہ توجہ دینی ہے. ہیلتھ کی بات ہو رہی ہے ہارون بھائی, ہیلتھ خالی یہ نہیں ہوتی کہ آپ جسمانی تو آپ کو کوئی بیماری نہیں ہے. اصل میں یہاں جو ہم بات کرنا چاہ رہے ہیں, پوری ایک کمبینیشن ہے. آپ کی جو ہیلتھ ہے نا, وہ آپ کا مائنڈ بھی ہیلدی ہونا چاہیے. خالی فزیکل باڈی نہیں لگے کہ وہ ایک بندہ ہوتا ہے دبلا پتلا اندر, بالکل اس کا دباؤ اس طریقے سے ہوتا ہے. تو مائنڈ بھی اس کا ہیلدی ہونا چاہیے, پوزیٹیو مائنڈ ہونا چاہیے کہ صرف بیماریوں سے نہیں بچا ہوا, وہ مینٹلی طور کے اوپر بھی جو ہے نا وہ ہیلدی ہونا چاہیے, ورنہ تو وہ انٹرنلی طور پہ جو ہے وہ بہت بڑا ڈیمیج کر چکا ہوگا اپنے آپ کو. جی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. That our body, our being that is that we live within, is actually an amana given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and it is something that we are to be accountable for as well. And, you know, in general terms, if you were to hire something or you take something out on rent, you know, you make sure that you don't damage it, that you take good care of it, because you are to return it. And if you return it in a condition that it is worse than it was when it was given to you, then, you know, in often cases you incur charges. And, you know, one thing about all these things. But unfortunately, when it comes to our health, we think, you know, and I see this saying being used quite often and taken out of context, that you only live once. So, you know, kaopio, and, you know, don't worry about health, you know, be only on this earth for once and just eat and enjoy life, they say. And I think that's what needs to be corrected here, is that enjoying life doesn't mean that you eat at whatever time, whatever you want, how much ever you want. And there's no accountability or check and balance of what to eat and when to eat. Rather, if you want to live a good life, then you have to make, and a long life, then you have to make sure that you have a balance within that diet. Because, you know, you ask anybody, a health professional or anyone from that field, that eating disproportionately will lead to a shorter life, if anything. You know, as Muslims, we believe that life is something that can be taken at any time. But in general terms, those who live longer are known to be those who have a healthier diet, a fit lifestyle, and those who are taking good care of their health. And to be honest with you, I would say that health and wealth, they go hand in hand. Nowadays, especially if you look at it, health is not something that just comes by very easily or quickly. It's something that you have to invest in. You know, if you want to stay fit or exercise, you know, you have to invest in, like, in many cases, a gym membership. You have to take time out to go there. If you want healthy food, you know, you have to go out and you have to buy the things and, you know, take out time out to cook. Whereas if for someone who, you know, doesn't care about all these things, you can just go to the local takeaway, to the chip shop, you know, pay a few quid and buy that food. And if you compare them, funnily enough, healthy food actually costs more than fast food and unhealthy food. So for those who are focusing on their health, it's actually not an easy thing to do. And but, you know, they say that that which does not come easy is the one that is, you know, the most effective as well. So I think when it comes to our health, and especially I would say those, you know, us who are from the South Asian culture, within our foods you'll find all sorts of fats and, you know, these masala that we eat. And then if you see our intake of fruits, vegetables or water or natural sort of organic foods, it's little to none. And I think Ramadan especially is one of those times where we can really reflect upon our health. And many people, we've discussed this before, is that, you know, Ramadan, if you think about it, if you're fasting 15, 16 hours a day, and you're doing this for a whole month, you would think that at the end of these 30 days, one comes out and, you know, he's lost some weight or he's in a better position health-wise. But many times we see that people, you know, they put on weight and, you know, they're counting all the dishes that they've tried out in this month. So the whole, I think, way we go about things is wrong and needs a whole restructure. And I think, inshallah, if we were to even take a few pearls from our episode today, on tips on how you can become healthy, inshallah, which we will share, and this can go a long way.
Health banti ki dastar khan par hai, bigadti ki dastar khan par hai. Your own food mein. Ye yaad hai kya? Food mat pe kya kya rakha hua hai? Ye ab aapke saamne hai. Hum sabko, we all need proper health. Ye yaad rakhiyega aap. Health as a muballigh, as a preacher ke le le, aap as a imam ke le le, aap as a businessman ke le le. Sehat hogi to kaam ho sakta hai. Bagar sehat ke kaam kaise hoga? तो आप अगर ये भी याद रखें कि कोता ना कि प्रिवेंशन इज बेटर देन क्योर, परहेज 100 बीमारियों का एक ही इलाज है कि आप परहेज करें. परहेज नहीं है हमारी जिंदगी के अंदर कि ये भी खा लूं ये भी खा लूं. अब लाइफ स्टाइल है, फॉर एग्जांपल मैं 40 इयर्स का हूं, जो ब्रांड न्यू चीज होती है वो ब्रांड न्यू होती है. आपका एक दांत ओरिजिनल निकल गया ना, आप 10 लगवा ले वो होंगे, वो ओरिजिनल काम नहीं करेंगे. इसीलिए ओरिजिनल जो दूर तक चल सकता है वो फायदा देगा. अगर हम अपनी बॉडी की लुक आफ्टर नहीं करेंगे, अब आप बोले जी ये भी चीज आ जाती है, ये भी लग जाता है, वो बाल लगवाने के लिए दूसरे मुल्क में जा रहा है, वो जो भी लग जाए, ओरिजिनल ओरिजिनल होता है. अगर ओरिजिनल का अभी से ख्याल रखेंगे तो देर तक चलेंगे. इसीलिए अमीर अहले सुन्नत फरमाते हैं कि अगर बुढ़ापे में अच्छी जिंदगी गुजारना चाहते हो तो जवानी के अंदर परहेज करो अपने खाने पीने के मामला और अपने बाकी मामला, तो आगे के मसाइल आपके आसान हो जाएंगे. लेकिन अगर अभी से हम अपने मामला को ठीक नहीं कर रहे फिर आगे जाके तो और मामला खराब होंगे. आप क्यों एमओटीए करते अपनी गाड़ियों की, क्यों ये चेक इन बैलेंस होता है, जाके ऑयल चेक करते हैं, सारी चीजें, ताकि गाड़ी स्मूथ चलती रहे, कोई प्रॉब्लम ना दे. और वैसे भी 40 इयर्स के बाद तो हर चीज का चेक इन बैलेंस कंटिन्यू होना चाहिए, क्योंकि लाजमी सी बात है गाड़ी चली है और चलने के बाद उसमें प्लग में कचरा भी आता है, प्रॉब्लम भी आती है. इसलिए तो होता है, ये गाड़ी बॉडी है हमारी, एक बॉडी हमारी समझे गाड़ी की तरह चल रही है कंटिन्यू, फेफड़े जब से पैदा हुए चल रहे हैं, दिल चल रहा है, गुर्दे चल रहे हैं, लेकिन एक लिमिट है, एक एज है, उसके बाद ये डाउन होना शुरू होते हैं. अगर हम इनका ख्याल नहीं रखेंगे, सिर्फ पैसा ही कमाते रहेंगे, तो ये पैसा हमारे को सेहत नहीं दिला सकता. ये याद रखिएगा, गुर्दे खराब हो गए, फेफड़े खराब हो गए, आप जितने बड़े मिलियनेयर हो वो चीज नहीं ला सकते जो ओरिजिनल गुर्दे काम करते थे. इसलिए अपनी हेल्थ के ऊपर प्रॉपर फोकस करना है. और परहेज जो है ना, वो 100 बीमारियों का कहना कि एक इलाज बता दे तो वो ये है कि परहेज परहेज और परहेज, जो होता नहीं है.
जी सर, माशाल्लाह, ब्यूटीफुल मदनी फर्स्ट फ्रॉम योरसेल्फ. रिगार्डिंग दिस एज अ शेयर एज वेल दैट रियाजत के यही दिन है, बुढ़ापे में कहां हिम्मत, जो कुछ करना है अभी कर लो, अभी
अभी दूरी जवान
तुम हो.
माशाल्लाह.
एंड जी सर, बट यू नो you mentioned regarding those who are 40 plus or maybe 30 plus as well. Even our youngsters in this current age, I mean those who are mature and between under 30, and when you see them in our masajid, say sir, they can't sit in attahiyat properly, and some even they're in tashahud, but it looks like they're doing sajda because they can't sit properly and they're so down that they need support. What is the reason? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is in either they're not used to praying, but another is health issues that people have. And our Muballigh has touched upon the diet issue, that one should have a good diet. In regards to this, there's a saying from Wahab ibn Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He said that قال أجمعت الأطباء, that the doctors have agreed upon this. What did they agree upon? أن رأس الطب الصحة الحماية عن أجمعت الحكماء أن رأس حكمة الصمت. That the doctors have agreed that the head, the leader of medicine, meaning today we go for this medicine, we go to that medicine, is mentioned that the doctors have agreed upon this, that the head, the leader of medicine is diet.
Allah.
And a wise man agreed that the leader of wisdom is silence. So here, according to this, that the leader of medicine, today we look for medicine for all these issues that we have. So, you know, nowadays they even have invented, as you mentioned, that we can't replace the original. And they've even invented these days that certain pills to lose weight. So they don't want you to go out and do become active, run a bit, walk a bit. But rather they just want eat the pill, drink water and lose weight like that. So this is the current invention as well. That people, they, you know, to do something, for example, if you want a glass of water, it's not just going to come in front of you. You need to make that effort to go out. We're not saying you're going to change overnight, but according to this statement as well, that have a good diet plan, and inshallah, the health will come as well. As you mentioned, Saysab, earlier as well, the health is not just with what you eat. It's about mental health as well. And mental health can come in many forms, and one of these forms is, Saysab, you know, negative mind, negative thinking that, oh, I won't be able to achieve this. There was a person, Saysab, which I found funny when he was mentioning this. He said that he has a brother, and he said to his brother, I bought a piece of land. So he hasn't finished his sentence. The brother goes, you never bought land before, what are you going to do with it? Then he looked at him and goes, I bought land. He goes, no, I don't need to buy a house. I can build a land on that, or I can build a house on that land. That brother goes, you're going to flop. He goes, how? He goes, you have no experience. Now, that person who said, I'm going to build a house there, he's not going to build it himself from scratch, is he?
Yeah.
He's going to get builders who are professional. They're going to build on that land. But just that negative mind, that can put a person down. Oh. And this affects a person's mental health. If all these health are well, mental health, we will come to the spiritual side as well, spiritual health. Well, again, I mentioned this now, Saysa. There was a person He came to me, he goes, Allah has blessed me with wealth. Financially, I'm very stable. My children are getting degrees in colleges, universities. Stable. Is in Mosul this. He goes, I'm missing something. And so we sat down for a couple of hours, you can say. We spoke in regards. So the side that he was missing, because he told me his history, and the side that he was missing was the spiritual side. He had everything else. The doctors, he had private doctors. If he needed something, he would go there. Everything he had. But he was missing the spiritual side. So that spiritual health that he needed to clear his mind, her mind was very cloudy, says her. There's only one person or one guide or etc. or a spiritual side that can remove those clouds from our mind. So I eventually, alhamdulillah, made the tarqib of him becoming Bay'at Amir al-Sunnah Dar Barakatum al-Aliyah. He met me and he goes, alhamdulillah, my mind is free.
MashaAllah.
I'm stress free. You know, there's stress first. It goes that part of me that was empty, was void. That's filling up now. I can feel it. So many individuals who feel depressed, who feel down, maybe this is one of the reasons. That, okay, your health might be fine. Your mental health might be fine, but what about your spiritual health? Who's going to give that a boost?
Yeah.
And that boost, of course, a spiritual guide, I'm a spiritual guide, can give that boost.
Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah ke zikr se sukoon hai. Dilon ko sukoon Allah ke zikr se hi milega. Aapki wealth se nahi milega. अब जो बड़ा बड़ों ने बहुत है कि मैं 200 किलो उठा लेता हूँ, 200 किलो उठाने का क्या मिलेगा आपको? जब आप अपना कंबल जो है वो आधा किलो का भी नहीं होता, फजर में नहीं उठा सकते, फजर में उठ ही नहीं सक रहे, तो आप कहे कि हेल्दी है? वो कहते हैं हेल्दी वेल्दी एंड वाइज। वाइज वही होता है जो इस्लाम के ऊपर चल रहा हो, वरना तो आज के दौर में यही है कि जो डाइट प्लान क्या होगा, पीपल लीव द फूड्स, ओनली कहेंगे कि बस एक गिलास ड्रिंक पीना और कुछ नहीं, और कुछ वो होते हैं कि खाना पीना छोड़ने के बाद भूख की हदें क्रॉस कर जाते हैं, और कुछ ऐसे दौड़ होते हैं लगता है कि उनके दौड़ने जमीन जो है ना कुछ हो जाएगा उनके दौड़ने से, कुछ भी नहीं होगा, कुछ बिल्कुल छोड़कर बैठ जाते हैं, कुछ एतदाल का काम ले बिल्कुल कुछ ना कुछ, विटामिन की गोलियां जैसे आपने कहा, अलग अलग चीजें लेते, ओरिजिनल ओरिजिनल होती है, याद रखिएगा। फेक सिस्टम पे जाएंगे ना तो अंदर भी फेक चीजें बिल्ड होंगी, जैसे ही छोड़ेंगे फिर कोलैप्स हो जाएंगे। जैसे बहुत सारे जो जाते हैं एक्सरसाइज, एक्स्ट्रा एक्सरसाइज कर रहे होते हैं, जब वो छोड़ते रहा तो उनकी बॉडी पूरी लटक जाती है। अब नेचुरल तौर पे हो जो आप कर सकते हो, आप वॉक करें, तेज वॉक करें, जिम वो करें, एक्सरसाइज जो आप कंटिन्यू कर सकते हैं, वरना होता ये है कि कुछ अरसे जान लगा उसके बाद पट्टा चढ़ गया, आज उठाने गए थे इतना 250 किलो, खुद ही जो है फिर वो उठकर आ गए, स्ट्रेचर के ऊपर आ रहे यार मसल पूरा हो गया था, तो किसने कहा था आपको ये उठाने का? जंप नहीं लगाए एतदाल के साथ। सेहतमंद बनना है तो दिमागी तौर पे भी सेहतमंद बनना है, जिस्मानी तौर पे भी होना है, ताकि इस माशरे के अंदर में एक अच्छा किरदार अदा कर सके। अब बहुत सो ने अपनी हेल्थ बना ली, हम हेल्थ की बात कर रहे हैं, हेल्थ बना रही है लेकिन बदमाशी कर रहे होते हैं, तो उस हेल्थ का क्या फायदा? ये इस हेल्थ इसलिए थोड़ी दी अल्लाह ने, अल्लाह की इबादत कर सके, नेकी कर सके, नमाजें पढ़ सके, कुरान की तिलावत कर सके, नीयत भी तो होना कि मैं किस लिए ये कर रहा हूं। तो सारी चीजें पैसों से नहीं तोड़ी जाती है, ये याद रखिएगा। बोले यार पैसा होगा सब कुछ कर लूंगा, पैसा होता है बेचारा कुछ खाने, सॉरी शुक्र बना किया डॉक्टर ने, आखिरी स्टेज है, मिलियनेयर है, नहीं खा सकता सॉरी, वो अपना कहता मुझे मना किया डॉक्टर, जरा सा खाऊंगा तो अस्पताल पहुंच जाऊंगा। तो इसलिए उस नेमत की कदर करें जो बिन मांगे मिली है, बिना मांगे बिन मांगे आपको अल्लाह ताला ने ये नेमत दी है, उस सेहत की कदर करें। कोई लिख रहा होता है, कोई काट रहा होता है, कोई अपने आप को कुछ कर रहा होता है, कयामत में हिसाब देंगे एक एक चीज का, कि क्योंकि अपनी सेहत को अपनी जान को जान बूझ कर खतरे में डालना इजाजत थोड़ी है इस चीज की। जो छलांगे लगा रहे होते हैं, अब मैं इतना बड़ा एक्सरसाइज वाला बन गया हूं तो वो इधर छलांग लगाता है उधर अपनी जान रिस्क में डालता है, पता थोड़ी है, पाव स्लिप हो गया तो आप क्लेवर, सामने वाला थोड़ी क्लेवर होगा इतना, बोलोगे मैं तो वो 1 मिलियन करता हूं तो मैं ऐसे स्कूटर चलाता हूं तो ऐसे करता हूं तो फिर ऐसे के एक्सीडेंट हुए होते हैं। तो इसलिए अपनी सेहत को अपनी अकल को प्रॉपर इस्तेमाल करें जहां इस्तेमाल करने का जरूरत है। तो इंशाल्लाह
सिस्टर, इफ यू कंपेयर लाइक एन एल्डरली पर्सन ऑफ दिस जनरेशन एंड अ यंगस्टर, यू विल फाइंड इन मेनी केसेस दैट अ 60 ईयर ओल्ड यू नो ही इज एबल टू गो टू फर्दर लेंथ, नो वेदर इट बी इन वॉकिंग, वेदर इट बी इन एक्टिविटीज और यू नो जस्ट स्टेइंग फिट देन योर 20-year-old of today. Why is this? The big reason for this is because the 20-year-old, you know, he's used to his takeaways, his burgers, his pizzas, Whereas if you go back 50, 60 years, maybe even less, then you know, all these things were not as out and about there, and you know, people weren't as inclined towards these things. And to be honest with you, I think the reason mainly why young people or the generation today doesn't bother too much about eating is because they don't see the direct effects. You know, if I eat something unhealthy today, it won't shorten my life expectancy immediately, or it won't give me heart disease immediately, it won't give me sugar, diabetes immediately. But what they don't realize is that it is a slowly building up sort of element to it, which is the harmful part. And I heard a quote which really got to me, and I thought it's worth sharing as well, is that the food you eat is either the most important medicine or the slowest form of poison. So it's either something that is, you know, helping you grow in a good manner, or either it is something you're putting inside your body which is acting as a slow-acting poison. Now, we have to decide within ourselves that the food that we eat, you know, generally, is it healthy for us? Is it something that is free of, you know, all these extra sugars and additives and fats and grease, or is it something that is the opposite? And if it is, then there's something that needs to be done here immediately before, you know, it is too late. And you'll see that many, even youngsters of today, they'll say that, you know, one of their kidneys is not working, or diabetes. I've heard of cases of, you know, youngsters with diabetes. Unheard of. And twins, I think a lot of the time, the elders are to blame in this as well. You know, nowadays, if a kid, for example, is drinking some fizzy drink or something, they say, oh, look, you know, he's drinking, and, you know, look at the kids of today. And it's almost like encouraging them, whereas, you know, that sort of thing should not be anywhere near the child until they're a bit older. So it's about, you know, giving it attention and looking over things and giving a priority, inshallah, this way you can improve your health.
मैंने पहले भी अर्ज की थी कि खाना बहुत सारे होते हैं, बड़े फखर के बताता हूँ, मैं तो रोज बाहर खाता हूँ, उसमें क्या कमाल है, उसमें क्या बरकत है, बाहर के खाने में कौन सी बरकत है, घर में खाना खाते घर वालों की तरबियत होती, वुजू करके बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ के वो खाना बना रहे होते तो आपको बरकत मिलती है, वो खाना खाते तो वाकई पता चलता है स्पिरिचुअलिटी क्या है, जब वो चम्मच चला रहे होते तो दूध शरीफ पढ़ रहे होते, जब वो जो खाना बना रहे होते कुरान की तिलावत कर रहे होते, जैसे हजरत फातिमा तुज़ारा रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा की सीरत पढ़े कि वो चक्की भी पीसती थी तो कुरान की तिलावत कर रही होती थी, जिक्रुल्लाह कर रही होती थी, तो घर के खाने की अपनी बरकत है। लेकिन बात वही है कि बरकत उस वक्त आएगी जब हम सारी चीजों को इस्लामी पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से समझेंगे कि इस्लाम ने हमें क्यों ये चीजें बताई हैं। बाहर के खाने में क्या है कि लोग जो अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकते वो बेचारे हसरत से देख रहे होंगे, तो आप घर में खाएं, घर में बनाएं, अच्छा खाएं, किसने मना किया। तो लेकिन बात वो यही है कि इसकी कदर करनी है। दो लोग हमेशा जो है ना वो धोखे में होते हैं। आका अलैहिस्सलाम ने फरमाया, देयर आर टू सच ब्लेसिंग्स अबाउट व्हिच मेनी पीपल आर इन डिसेप्शन, नंबर वन हेल्थ एंड नंबर टू लेजर टाइम। हेल्थ के बारे में बहुत ज्यादा जो लोग हैं ना वो बाकी धोखे में है, मसला ही नहीं, कल कर लेंगे, परसों कर लेंगे, आपको क्या पता है आज का खाना कल को क्या इफेक्ट करेगा। जैसे इन्होंने बात की ना, मैंने 40 प्लस की तो आपको बताया कि उसके बाद इफेक्ट आते हैं, यानी अगर आप जो है वो गलत पेट्रोल डालते रहो गाड़ी में, डीजल की जगह पेट्रोल डालोगे थोड़ी चलेगी बंद हो जाएगी, तो वो यही हो रहा है कि अभी डाल रहे हैं लेकिन जब ये 40 प्लस होगा ना तो उसके बाद गाड़ी चलने से जो है ना वो खड़े कर देगी, हैंडसेट सॉरी नहीं चल सकते, अब आए दिन अस्पताल जा रहे हैं, कभी कुछ हो रहा है कभी कुछ हो रहा है। उसकी वजह ये थी कि आपने शुरू में अपनी चीजों की लुकआफ्टर नहीं की थी। जरूरी नहीं है कि उसी वक्त जो है वो रिएक्शन होता है, कुछ चीजों का रिएक्शन साइड इफेक्ट कुछ दिनों के बाद आता है। तो खास तौर पर ये जो फास्ट फूड है और इस तरीके की चीजें हैं, अपने खाने के ऊपर बहुत ज्यादा तवज्जो देनी चाहिए। पैसा मिल गया इसका मतलब थोड़ी है कि हम रोजाना बाहर खाना खा रहे हैं। जी मनीष साहब।
जी सर, आवर टॉपिक हेल्थ और वेल्थ, वी वर टॉकिंग प्रीवियसली एज वेल इन रिगार्ड्स टू द नरेशंस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट अलैहि सलातु वस्सलाम, एंड सर जनरली अ पर्सन डिजायर कैन बी दैट रिगार्डिंग वेल्थ दैट ही वांट्स एवरीथिंग दैट्स इन दिस एंटायर वर्ल्ड, But there is something which the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam has mentioned, that if this and this and this happen, then it is as if he was given the entire world. Now what is this and this? It's mentioned from the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. They mention, Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi mu'afan fi jasadihi indahu quta yawmihi faka annama hizat lahu dunya. That whoever amongst you wakes up secure in his property, healthy in his body, and he has his food for the day, it is as if he was given the entire world. So the Prophet Ali Salatu Salam has mentioned this, and a show from there says that healthy in his body, that if a person wakes up healthy, then it is as if he was given the entire world. Wow. So therefore the reason why a lot of people not healthy, they chase after wealth. So if we act upon this narration of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam and don't chase after wealth and chase after health first, and then according to his narration, it is as if he was given the entire world. After you have gained health, go after wealth slightly as well, but not too much that you damage your health, etc. Because the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam has given various, you can say, formulas or advices to his nation regarding health and being healthy as well, and what you need to do to become healthy. Sumu tusihu, fast and you'll be sehiyab ho jaoge, you'll become well. And so many other examples can be given from ahadith, from the Quran as well, that which type of people the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam likes, which type of people Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala dislikes, which type of body which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala dislikes. So all these are mentioned, it's just that we need to learn about this. And remember, always we need to embed in our mind that health is more important than wealth. So this is what we need to take on board as well, inshallah.
So there's, when we talk about benefits of eating healthy or taking good care of your health, there are countless. But I came across a few which I thought, you know, some people may be unaware of, or just to make a point, inshallah, I thought I'd share them. That the food that we eat can reduce blood pressure and help keep their heart healthy. So if we eat good food and we take good care of our health, this can decrease the chances of developing things like high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. This can also lead to having a better mood. People don't understand that the way you eat can affect your mood. If you stay happy, if you stay grumpy, if you're miserable, etc. Your eating lifestyle, you could say, has a big impact on this as well. It can improve gut health, which is your digestion system and your stomach, how it works. It can also improve your memory. What you eat has an effect on your mind and your memorization. It can also help with weight loss. It can help with maintaining a moderate weight, which can help reduce the risk of chronic health diseases. So, you know, long-term issues that people develop, this can also be avoided by eating healthy. This can also help with strong bones and teeth. And it can also help with getting a good night's sleep. Many people, they don't realize this, that the, you know, what you eat can automatically result in how your sleep is affected. You know, many times you see people, they'll say that, you know, I've slept 7-8 hours, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm still tired. I still don't feel that freshness. Why? Because, you know, a big factor can be what you're eating, what you're putting inside your body. And remember also along with this that there's a difference between sleeping and resting. Now, some people, you may have seen yourself that, you know, they have a power nap for half an hour, an hour, and, you know, they're fresh again and they're refreshed. This is because they turn off. But many people, you know, before they sleep, the phone doesn't leave them alone, and they go to sleep using their mobile phones, wake up using their mobile phones. This can have an effect on your health as well. And lastly, the point is it can also reduce the risk of diseases like cancer. So we don't realize how much we can prevent just by looking after our health. According to a research, 1 in 5 deaths, so out of every 5 people that die, one of them is due to a poor diet. And according to another research, 48% of people are affected by bad nutrition. And this can either be eating too less, so you know, in the poorer countries where people, they don't have access to clean water, they don't have access to enough nutrition, you know, the essential fats and the sugars and the foods that we need to actually stay afloat. Or on the other flip side, people eating too much, so obesity, heart disease, high sugar levels, high blood pressure, all these things. So 48% of people are affected with this. So, you know, alhamdulillah, especially towards the West, we have that facility, you know, where majority of us, we have the facility to go into our fridges and pick out whatever we want. We can choose if we want, you know, if someone, we have the choice, alhamdulillah. Many people, they don't have this. But on our dosa, we have the choice of a fizzy drink, but at the same time, we have a glass of water. So it's not that we're compelled to drink one or the other. But I think if we focus on this, inshallah, and in Ramzan Sharif as well, you know, we see that majority of the dasturkhans, they are filled with your fried stuff and, you know, all sorts of other fatty foods. People have this misconception that you can't eat tasty food unless it's fried, or unless it has loads of sugar, unless it has lots of these carbohydrates and these other unnecessary things in them. This is incorrect. You can have healthy, good, tasty food as well. It's just a matter of delving into it. You know, the one who's passionate about this, he will find ways to eat healthily and also make it tasty at the same time. So inshallah, once we get into this, it can go a long way in helping our health as well, inshallah.
Bahut zyada chili food bhi jo na wo sehat ke liye acha nahi hota. To wo bugda yaar mirche bahut honi chahiye. To wo fir abhi to mirche bahut hongi, aage mirche lagenge bhi bahut se. Yaad rakhiyega.
So sir, one tip that I would personally seen that has helped us and me a lot is invest in an air fryer. I've gone on at home, and you know, many times the things that you would fry, you can put them in an air fryer and it would be the same, except that it's not oily, it's not greasy, and it helps a lot in a lot of things. So I think for the viewers at home, it's a good investment.
चले बारा बहुत सारी health की बात हो गई, कुछ wealth की बात भी होनी चाहिए. तो rich बनने की बहुत सारी की एक dream होती है, I want to be a rich person. असल में richness जो होती है ना, is from the heart. अमीरी गरीबी दिल से होती है, माल से नहीं होती, ये याद रखिएगा. लोगों को दिल का अमीर होना चाहिए. बहुत सारे लोग माल के तो अमीर होते हैं लेकिन दिल के गरीब होते हैं. ऐसों के पास कोई फटकता भी नहीं है, और बहुत से देखे बेचारे होते हैं गरीब है लेकिन उनके पास लोग होते हैं क्योंकि मोहब्बत बट रही होती है. तो अमीरी गरीबी असल में दिल से होती है. एंडलेस वेल्थ क्या है, आप जो मर्जी सोचे यार, दौलत ना खत्म होने वाली, कंटेंटमेंट. आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया, कंटेंटमेंट इज एन एंडलेस वेल्थ. इसको अपनाने की कोशिश करें, इसकी तरफ जाए कि जो कभी ना खत्म होने वाली दौलत है. ये आपकी दौलत तो आज होती है, कल फिर आगे पीछे हो जाएगी, फिर हो जाएगी, फिर उधर चली जाएगी. असल में सेहत तो ये सारी चीजें हैं जो रब पे भरोसा है, और जो आपको मिला है उस पर राजी रहना जो है ना, असल में ये बहुत बड़ी दौलत है. ये आपको मेंटली तौर पर भी स्ट्रांग करेगा, फिजिकली तौर पर भी स्ट्रांग करेगा, और आपको जो आपको कहते हैं जो आपको सो कॉल जिसको आप वेल्दी पीपल कहते हैं, आपको वाकई वो जो है ना, आप बोलेंगे मैं सबसे दुनिया का अमीर. जिसके पास ईमान की दौलत है उससे बढ़कर और क्या चाहिए, जिसके हाथ में दामन मुस्तफा है उससे ज्यादा अमीर कौन है. ईमान की दौलत है, मुसलमान है, दामन मुस्तफा हाथ में, उससे बढ़कर अमीर कौन होगा. खब खा इसके पीछे भाग रहे, इसके पीछे भाग रहे, कितना भी अमीर है लेकिन जो है वो खुदा का मुनकिर है तो क्या है, वो कुछ भी नहीं है. अल्लाह का शुक्र अदा करें कि अल्लाह ने मुसलमान पैदा किया. एक हदीस पाक का मफहूम है कि जिसने इस हाल में सुबह की कि उसको जिस्मानी आफियत यानी सेहत मिल गई, और उसको अपने बारे में अमन मिल गया, और उस दिन की खुराक उसके पास मौजूद है, तो उसने मुकम्मल कामयाबी के साथ सुबह की, और गोया पूरी दुनिया उसके लिए जमा कर दी गई है. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने भी फरमाया कि अल्लाह से आफियत की दुआ मांगा करो. हम दौलत की मांग रहे होते, अरे दौलत मिल गई तो पता चला घर में मसाइल हो गए, चोर पीछे लग गए, डाकू पीछे लग गए, रिश्तेदार पीछे लग गए. आफियत की दुआ करनी चाहिए, अल्लाह आफियत वाला मामला, अल्लाह आफियत वाला मामला. कुछ चीजें आपके लिए अच्छी नहीं होती है लेकिन हम वही डिमांड कर रहे होते हैं, आफियत का सवाल करें, इंशाल्लाह इसी में बरकत है. बारह लास्ट मैसेज
प्रॉफिट अली सलातो वसलाम, विच वेरी फेमस वाली 5 before 5. प्रॉफिट अली सलातो वसलाम सेड सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ, टेक केयर ऑफ 5 before 5. Your youth before your old age, your health before your illness, your riches before your poverty, your free time before your work, and your life before your death. So we act upon this narration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that value 5 before 5, inshallah we'll have health and we will have wealth as well.
Sister, I think one of the secrets to good health and general well-being is fasting. You know, many times people practice fasting outside of Ramadan as well, Mondays, Thursdays, as a sunnah fast. I think for those who leave out fasting even during this blessed month, are, you know, really missing out, and the health benefits within fasting itself are numerous. So I think one should adopt this as well, even outside of Ramadan, and see the health benefits of it, inshallah.
عدیل بھائی تو اسی کی میسیج دے سو
جی شاہ صاحب اللہ پاک نے سانو زندگی عطا کیتی صحت عطا کیتی اے اللہ پاک دا بہت بڑا کرم ہے فضل ہے ساڈے پر تے سانو چاہیے اپنی صحت دے نال اپنے رب دی عبادت کریے اس دی اطاعت و فرما برداری دے وچ اپنی زندگی گزاریے تے اللہ پاک سانو توفیق عطا فرمائے نیک اعمال دے پر استقامت عطا فرمائے
آمین دیز آل دا بلیسنگز اف اللہ عزوجل اف یو ڈونٹ ڈو دا شکر اف دا نعمت اف اللہ عزوجل پھر یہ نعمت چلی جاتی یہ صحت بھی چلی جائے گی یہ مال بھی چلا جائے گا پھر بولیں گے کیا ہوا تو ہر وقت اللہ کا شکر ادا کرتے رہے انشاءاللہ اللہ تعالیٰ نعمتوں میں اور مزید برکت عطا فرمائے گا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.